ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा गोपी जाना बल्लव गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना बल्लव जय गोपी जाना बल्लव गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभु निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल गौर हरि स श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय, संवेद भक्त वृंद की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददान्ति शोपदान्तिकम्। वंदे अहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पद कमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानित्वं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य दीपं। श्री राधा कृष्ण पादानुसहगन ललिता श्री विशाखानित्वंश्चं। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वसे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो 11th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 15। द्वारि द्वारि गृहाणां च दध्यक्षतफलेक्षुभिः अलङ्कृतपूर्णकुम्भैः बलिभिः धूपदीपकैः। द्वारि द्वारि गृहाणां च दध्यक्षतफलेक्षुभिः अलङ्कृतां पूर्णकुम्भैः बलिभी धूपदीपके। Dwari Dwari, the door of each and every house, Grihanam, of all the residential buildings, Cha and Dadi, God, Akhyata, unbroken, Phalaha, fruits, Ikhuvi, sugar cane, Alankrutam, decorated, Purna Kumbhei, full water pots, Balivhi, along with articles of worship, Dhupa, incense, Deepakai, with lamp and candles. Translations. In each and every door of the residential houses, auspicious things like cord, unbroken fruits, sugar cane, and full water pots with article for worship, incense and candles were all displayed. Purported by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. The process of reception according to the Vedic rituals, Vedic rites, is not at all dry. The reception was made not simply by decorating the road and street as above mentioned, but by worshipping the Lord with requisitive ingredients like incense, lamps, flowers, sweets, fruits, and other palatable eatables according to one's capacity. All were offered to the Lord, and the remnants of the foodstuff were distributed among the gathering citizens. So it was not like a dry reception of these modern days. Each and every houses was ready to receive the Lord in a similar way. And thus each and every house on the road and street distributed such remnants of food to the citizens, and therefore the festival was successful. Without distribution of food, no function is complete, and this is the way of Vedic culture. Dwari dwari gruhanam cha tadhyakshata phalakshumi alankruta purna kumbhi balividhupadipakai. So, when Krishna returning from Pandavas, from Hastinapur, the Dwarakavasis, how eagerly they are waiting, the eagerness. So eagerness means to how to serve Krishna, how to please Krishna. Eagerness is there within our heart. But those are real devotees. They know this tattva. We want something, some eagerness is there, but how to please Krishna, how to please Guru and Krishna. We want separate pleasure. Therefore it is not possible for us. We are not happy in this material world for that cause. We want separate pleasure. But we don't know how much percentage or how much happiness we'll give to Guru and Krishna, that much percentage happiness we can achieve. Especially for devotees. Karma people, they don't have this idea. They don't know. But especially for the devotees, how much pleasure we can achieve in our life, that we have to judge ourselves. How much percentage we are giving pleasure to Guru and Krishna. What is our eagerness? Dwarakavasis, you see how they are decorating. Why? Sutta Goswami just clearly mentioning everything. How they are distributing prasadam, how they are decorating with flax, water pots, different ingredients. Like yesterday we were discussing, this is the mood of a servant. What should be mood of a servant? We are servant. And we want to serve Krishna. So what should be our mood? Sabhya, sevaka and seva. What we want? We are devotees. What we want? What is our goal? Service. If you ask to anyone, he said, oh, I want bhakti. I want prem. But why you want prem? Why you want bhakti? To serve Krishna. You understand? Therefore,
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, although we are serving in this material world, although we are serving in this material body, but for Kanishthas or for us, for sadhakas, we are not achieving such test. But actually same service in Golok Vrindavan is full of mellow. Here is like unripen, there is ripen. Same service. You have to decorate a lot, you have to dance, you have to chant, you have to prepare foodstuffs, you have to prepare garland, same service. So what is our aim? What is our goal? Krishna Prem. For why? To please Krishna. To please Krishna. The service is important. You know, in Dammandhan Lila. You know Damodar Lila? Why Yashoda left? Why just Yashoda? Because Krishna was sucking breast. Why Yashoda even, how can you say? He just, although Krishna was hankering at that time to drink more milk. But Yashoda said, no. I have to save milk. Everyone wants Krishna. Everyone wants Krishna. But why Yashoda went there to save milk? Who is important? Krishna or milk? Huh? Who is important? Huh? You don't know? This is the commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. You know, in that commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, our achievement is seva. Although it looks like it is pratikul, alukulnela Krishnanu silana, but looks like pratikul. Everyone wants to please Krishna. Krishna is crying, and Yashoda mother left. And she went to save milk. But it looks like it's contradictory. What is Krishna's pleasure? Krishna is crying. But Yashoda is running to just save some milk. This is anukulya bhakti or pratikulya bhakti? You see? But every day in Tulsi, when we are worshipping Tulsi, you are praying one thing. What? Seva adhikara diye karanija dasi. Our achievement. We are worshipping Tulsi. This is Madhurya Seva. You know, Karmi people, they are also worshipping Tulsi. But no, our worshipping Tulsi is very important. We want, just you should give us blessings so that we can serve Krishna directly. Radha Krishna. So our worship method, especially for Tulsi, day and night, morning time, daytime, we are worshipping two times. Only for this Madhurya Ras, Madhurya Seva. Seva Adhikara Diye Karanija Das. You see, Yashoda Mata. So, looks like it is pratikul. No, this is anukul. And in that commentary, our Gaudiya Acharyas, they are mentioning these things. Even Krishna's happiness is our achievement, is our goal. If it is required, we can give up Krishna, but we cannot give up Krishna's service. We cannot give up Krishna's happiness. You know why Yashoda Mata thought, milk is on my breast. Anytime I want, I can feed Krishna. But this milk is special milk. This is some Shyamali Dhavali's milk. Very rare. So if next time Krishna will ask, give me that milk, I want to drink Shyamali Dhavali's milk, where I will brought? For seva, for Krishna's pleasure. We are ready to give up everything. We don't want our pleasure, separate pleasure. Service is our goal. To please Krishna. And Krishna's service is our goal. So sevya is Krishna. We have to serve Krishna. And seva, service is our goal. Service is our goal. And anyone, he wants to advance in Krishna consciousness. And anyone wants to purify in Krishna consciousness. Service is the only via media. Unless you serve Guru Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada always, you can see, in Srimad Bhagavatam, on his lectures always used to say, Chadiya Vishnu Seva, Nistara Pe Chikeva. No one can deliver from this material world without serving a Vaishnava, without serving a devotee.
Yes.
In our philosophy, in Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, always saying bhakta seva, bhakta seva. Suddha bhakata charana renu, bhajana anukula, bhakata seva.
This is Krishna service.
Not that a disciple always serving his guru. You know, a pure devotee is engaging his disciples in Krishna service. In Krishna service. But a disciple always, he have to thought, I am not serving Krishna because I am not qualified. I am serving my guru. I am serving Krishna through my Gurudev. Therefore, this is Guru Seva. This is Bhakta Seva. Even we are worshipping deity, we cannot say, oh, I am Pujari. Like in Karmakanda, they are saying, oh, I am Pujari. You know, therefore, like in Puri, in other places, the Pandas, that them strikes. Oh, today we will not worship. They are thinking, if I will not worship, then Jagannath will become fast. Because they have this abhiman. We are worshipper. We have right. But here, no. In Vaishnavism, we don't have such mood. We are not serving Krishna directly. We are serving Guru. We are serving Guru. Because Guru gives order to serve. Therefore, this is Guru Seva. This is Bhakta Seva. We have to understand these things. So without serving a Vaishnava, without serving Guru, there is no other way. The service mood is there. Service mood should be there. It's very important in Krishna consciousness. And what should be the mood of a servant? Mood is important. Huh? When we are serving, we want some pleasure. We want some pleasure. No, this is not a real mood. This is in Sisi, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antalila. Madhalila or Antalila? Antalila. This is Radharani's statement. If you want to serve Krishna, then who knows Krishna service? Who knows Krishna service, really? Who knows? Only Radha. So Gaudiyas, you know, like our sampradaya, we are Gaudiyas. So Gaudiyas means? What does it mean Gaudiyas? From where this word Gaudiyas came? Huh? Gaudades. Two terms are there. From Gaudades, people are saying we are Gaudiyas. You understand? But from Gaura, we are Gaudiyas. Gaur. We are follower of Gaur. And who is Gaur? Radha. So when Gaudiyas, there is a Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there is a Radha there. Mood of Radha. In Gaur. In Gaur, mood of Radha is prominent. And Gaudiyas, they are followers of Gaudiyas, like Mahaprabhu's followers. Whenever they say Gaur, they immediately. And Birahini Radha, not Radha, you know, Radharani in another mood. Like other sampradayas, they are also worshipping Radha. But our Radha is different. Birahini Radha. Birahini Radha means Radharani, the mood of separation, mood of sulkiness, mood of separation. Why Radharani's mood of separation is there? Why sulkiness is there? For Krishna's pleasure. When we feel separation, why we feel separation? No, we don't have intense love. What love is there? If you don't have prasadam, if you don't have anything, shortage, then separation. Fasting, separation. We have what we want, if you don't, this is separation. We feel separation when we are not getting any pleasure. This is our separation. But gopis, Radharani, is there feeling separation? What is their separation? When they don't have get chance to serve Krishna, they become unhappy. They become unhappy. Their distress is like that. They want to serve Krishna. They want Krishna's pleasure. This should be mood of a servant. Therefore, you see, Avadhara Kavach is there decorating everything. For Krishna's pleasure. For Krishna's pleasure. And in Sisi, this is there. Radha knows.
కృష్ణ మోర జీవనా,
కృష్ణ మోర ప్రాణధన,
కృష్ణ మోర ప్రాణేర పరాణ,
హృదయ ఉపరే ధరు సేవా కరి సుఖీ కరు, ఏ మోర సదా రహే ధ్యాన. దిస్ వాజ్ రాధారాణీస్ మెడిటేషన్. ఐ వాజ్ ఆల్వేస్ మెడిటేటింగ్ వన్ థింగ్, కృష్ణ ఇస్ మై లైఫ్, కృష్ణ ఇస్ మై లైఫ్.
వాట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ లైఫ్? కృష్ణ ఇస్ అవర్ లైఫ్.
విదౌట్ కృష్ణ వి కెన్ సర్వైవ్ ఆర్ నాట్?
యెస్ వి కెన్ సర్వైవ్.
విదౌట్ కృష్ణ వి కెన్ సర్వైవ్. బట్ గోపీస్, రాధారాణీస్, విదౌట్ కృష్ణ దే క్యాన్ సర్వైవ్. కృష్ణ మోర్ జీవన్, వాట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ లైఫ్?
We want some material pleasure,
separate desire we have. Krishna is not our life. If Guru is become your life, if Vaishnava become your life, then you may think Krishna is my life. You understand? In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, one two terms are there. You have to digest the terms. Gopis, Radharanis, they are Krishna Gata Pran. You understand? They are living only for Krishna. Without Krishna, they can't live. And for us, Guru Gata Pran, Acharya Gata Pran. We are only living for Acharyas. You see, where is that mood? This mood you have to show from Shastra. Where this mood is there?
Pasane kutiva matha అనలేపశివ గౌరాంగ గుణేర నిధి కోథా గెలె పాబ.
జే అనిల ప్రేమధన. దిస్ ఆర్ మూడ్, దిస్ గౌడియ మూడ్. యు కెన్ ఫైండ్ ఆల్సో నా ఇన్ బృందావన్ ఇన్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆర్గన్ ధామ్స్ యూ కెన్ ఫైండ్ మెనీ సెంట్రీ పర్సన్స్. దే ఆర్ వేరింగ్ సఫరన్ డ్రెస్, దే గివ్ అప్ దర్ హౌస్, దే లుక్స్ లైక్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో సాధు. We are not giving up our father. We are not giving up our mother. We give up everything. Why? To live peacefully. Stay peacefully, because marriage is a problem. Maintaining house is a problem. So better become sannyas. No, this is not our mood. You know, don't think of marriage is a problem. Maintaining family is a big burden. So better become brahmachari. No, this is not our mood. We are not coming to Krishna consciousness, or we are not coming to Vaishnavism for our pleasure. We are coming here only for Guru Krishna's pleasure. And in the beginning we don't have this idea, but actually more we advance, we have to understand this point. Why devotee is not achieving some peace, some hope, some encouragement? Why? People, just, common people, they are coming here, just seeing, once seeing Lord, they become so happy. You know, you just give some prasadam, they sing, oh, this is just like everything. But, common people? Sometimes in Orissa, we are preparing prasadam through oil, you know, through sunflower oil. But they are thinking, oh, this is only made of ghee. Most of the time they are saying, oh, this is made of ghee. No, this is not made of ghee. You see, where is their consciousness? They are karmi people. But when they are coming here, their consciousness is different. Their consciousness is different. We are not karmis, we are devotees. We don't have such consciousness. Why? Day by day we are losing our consciousness. Because when we are deified devotee, that is different. Once we become matured, we have to understand. Why spontaneous inspiration is not coming? Why I feel hopeless? Why? I think, oh, no one is there. Happiness is, I am not getting such happiness. Why? Because we are not giving pleasure to Guru. We don't have some inclination. How can you say? Yes. Strong attachment towards Guru. We are not thinking he is our protector, he is our maintainer. We are not thinking. We have some separate desire. We want our pleasure. Therefore, if Guru is not pleased, Krishna is not pleased, how can you get pleasure? How can you get pleasure? It's not possible. This is not possible. You may think, oh, I am chanting, I am, whatever you may do. Guru is not pleased. A devotee is not pleased. Krishna is not pleased. Therefore, you are not getting pleasure. Krishna more jivana. This should be our mood. Krishna. Krishna is my life. Krishna more pranadhana. Is my asset. It's my life's asset. Like we are singing that song from Jayanala Premadhana. I will crush my head. I will enter to fire. Without Mahaprabhu's devotee. Without Mahaprabhu's devotee service. Without associating with Mahaprabhu. I will enter to fire. It inch of such separation is there within our heart? Huh? No. No. Such separation is not there. Such feelings is not there. This is not dry philosophy. You don't think this is dry philosophy. Speculative knowledge. This is practical life. Because this is practical life. Krishna consciousness means, devotion means, this is practical life. You have to enter into that sphere, practical life. You understand? Practical devotional sphere, you have to enter there. Theoretically, it will not help you. For sometimes, you can pacify your mind. Only this is, only you pacify your mind. But same burden will be there. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam is there. When you feel big burden in your head, you are making this burden to your shoulder. But you are thinking, oh, now I am relaxed. You are a bogus. You are a bogus. You are not relaxed. Same burden is there. Before it was in head, now it is in shoulder. Now when you feel pain, again, to right side, to left side, towards head, burden is there. Burden is there. Changing environment, changing the situation, changing seva, changing your ideas, this will not help you. Long-lasting process. This is not long-lasting process. No. Guru should be dearer. You understand? Like our Gurudev used to say, you have to keep Guru and Krishna in platform of love. There is a platform. Everyone is living his platform of love. You understand? He loves someone. Someone loves. Even a devotee have some liking. He likes something. He have love. But keep Guru and Krishna in that platform of love. Our Gurudev used to say. No one can sit there. No one. No family member. No wife. No children. No friends. No money. No car. No one is there. Guru. This is called Guru Gata Prana. This is Krishna Gata Prana. Krishna Mara Jivana. This is very heavy teachings. We want to please everyone. We want to please everyone. We want to please Krishna. We want to please our wife. We have to please our children. We have to please our country. This is not our process. This is not our process. Forget this idea. Kick out this idea from your mind. I want to please everyone. To please everyone is not to please anyone. This is happening. We want to please everyone. Therefore, no one is pleased with us. Lastly, hopeless. What happened? What happened? Padmavati is not pleased. He said, oh, you are not married. You went to ashram. You are not earning, we are not caring. You see, father, we lose father, mother already. And you know, public people, what they are saying? They are lethargy. They are not doing anything. They are only dependent on others, collecting money and just enjoying. Public will not support us. Father, mother will not support us. Then, in ashram, Vaishnava will not support us. You understand? If you don't please Guru and Krishna, no one will support you. Because this is Guru Krishna's body. He is maintaining us. Living in this metal world is not easy. At least a devotee is sleeping nicely. Taking prasad nicely. Who is maintaining? Guru and Krishna is maintaining. But we are not caring. We are not thinking their pleasure. We are only worried for us. Everyone. Even devotee community. You see, I am not speaking to those particular devotees, but you see, we are worried for ourselves. We want to save ourselves. We want to protect ourselves. We want our future. Most of the time, devotees are discussing about their future. Future. I used to give this example. Oh, what should be my future? Who will take care of me? You are worried. That means you don't have faith on Krishna. Who is begging on the street? Here is a railway station. You go to railway station. You can find so many people sleeping there. Begging. Just buying something, sleeping there. They are thinking about their future. They are thinking about their future. But we are chanting sixth round. We are taking prasadam. Every day attending Guru Puja. Paying obeisances 3 to 4 times to deities. But still thinking about who will take care of me. We are such a great devotee. You see, we are such a great devotee. These are all, you know, unmaturity. Unmaturity. We don't know tattvas. Who will take care of me? Who is with me? Why you feel, always feel loneliness? With a big community. This is practical life. I'm not indicating to anyone, but this is practical life. You cannot defeat me. I'm challenging you. You cannot defeat me. You may be with many devotees. You may be with big communities. You may be in a big temple. But unless you have love for Guru and Krishna, always you are feel loneliness. Who is with me? No one with me. Our deity is there. Prabhupada is there. Devotees are there. But always you feel no one is with me. This is happening or not? You try. I have all these experiences. I have all these. I'm not speaking theoretical things. I'm always saying, oh, this is Bhagavatam. Krishna Mar Jivana is mood of servant. Krishna Mar, Krishna is my life. Unless Guru is your life, unless devotee is your life, you don't have life. And your suffering is more than a karmi. Understand? Why? Karmi can go to club. He can enjoy TV. He can go to cricket field. He can eat anything. He can go to club. He can dance. But what you will do? Now you are finished. You know, I used to say, like a bird. A bird is there. You just cut his one wings. Just cut his one wings. Then what he can do? He can fly? He can walk? He cannot walk. Because when a bird is walking, he's balancing through his wings. Now you cut one wings. He cannot do. Now our condition is like that. You understand? Now you cannot enjoy anything. Now you're finished. Material life is finished. You cannot go to any club. You know what is hell. Now one wing is already cut off. You cannot enjoy. Now where is the way? Where is the way? Where will you go? Only one way. To please Guru and Krishna. Don't be clever. You understand? But when we are not devotee, we are not so clever. If we are clever, if we have cleverness, then why we come to Krishna consciousness? We are actually, at that time we are not so clever. We are very simple. Practically we are very simple. This material world is not so good. Better just go and join in ashram. We are simple at that time. But once we come to Krishna consciousness, by hearing, by studying, we become very clever. Oh, we want to cheat Krishna. We want to cheat Krishna. This is cheating. Krishna is maintaining. Karmi people then don't know Krishna is enjoyer. Krishna is maintainer. But we know. We are cheating Krishna. Krishna is maintaining. Krishna is protecting. We are not sacrificing everything for pleasure of Krishna. Guru and Krishna. That is lacking. Therefore, our life looks like sometimes more miserable than karmi. Devotees are feeling like that. No. Our Gurudev used to say, in Bhakti Yoga, there is no question of pessimism. Always optimism is there. Always optimism is there. Enthusiastic life. Why we feel like that? Because we have some separate desire. We already, like in Delhi I was saying, we already, Guru and Krishna already made a master plan, but we have another master plan. And we are forcing Guru and Krishna, please approve it. If Guru and Krishna is not approving, then we don't have love. You understand? We have some plan. We have some plan. We have not only plan, projects. Plan and projects. And only we want sanction from Guru and Krishna. This is my plan and project. You should just stamp it. Then you are good. Then I will serve. This is not a mood of a devotee. Krishna is my life. I will lose everything. I may lose everything. You see, in case of Bali Maharaj, you lose everything. I don't care. Krishna consciousness means be prepared everything. Be prepared. Maybe everyone will left you. Everything will be finished. But we want Krishna. If Krishna is there, everything is there. If everything is there with you without Krishna, then you are a beggar. Krishna is not there. We want everything, but not actually think. We want everything. We want everything, but not Krishna. Krishna I want. Like our Gurudev used to say, okay, how many wants Krishna? Yeah, in class he used to ask, how many wants Krishna? Actually you want Krishna? No, no, it is not easy. Don't think it is easy. I want only Krishna. So if you want Krishna, then you see, gopis want Krishna, 100 years suffering. Pangs of separation. How many years you suffered? Then why were losing faith towards Krishna? You know, Krishna mara jivana, Krishna mara pranadhana, Krishna my asset. Krishna mara pranera parana. You know, Krishna is my, how can I say? Life of my life. Yes. Without Krishna, I can't live. This is Radharani's mood. A servant's mood should be like that. I cannot give up my service. This is my guru service. At any cost, how many problems may come? How many challenges may come? I have to serve. You may change your service. Okay, this is not suitable for your body or time, according to time, place, service, circumstances. But you cannot sit lethargically. Even for grestas. Grestas does not mean, okay, you will earn money, like I used to say. Now, who will run this temple? Guru. Temple is gurus. And you are taking a mantra. You want to become a disciple. You will maintain your family and guru will maintain temple. Bah. Before guru used to chant, guru used to meditate, and disciple collect alms, collect money, they are maintaining temple. Now guru have to travel, guru have to bring donation, guru will run the temple, and disciple, he just like, he will enjoy. And we want mantra siddhi. We want perfection of mantra. This is not possible. Either you may be grace. You say, I have many responsibility. Yes, you may have many responsibility, but why are you taking mantra? Why are you taking initiation? That means you are taking initiation, guru will help you to maintain your family. Huh? Guru will help you for your enjoyment. This is our mood. No, either you may be grastha, you may be brahmachari. You are now in Bhagavad Dharma. You understand? You are dasna. You have to serve guru. You have to become an active member in guru's mission. Then you can get mercy. You cannot say, oh, I have so many problems. Everyone has problem. You cannot show problems to guru and you will maintain your family. No, this is not also possible. Anyhow, according to your capacity, you have to serve Krishna. Because without serving guru, there is no question of hope. Release from a cruel hand of Maya. This is Mahaprabhu's statement. This is not my statement. Sisi Madhyalila, yesterday I was studying that verse. Sanatana Goswami is asking this question. Mahaprabhu, how a conditioned soul will release from the clutch of Maya? Then what Mahaprabhu said? That verse is there. Kama krodhar dasi haya tarlati khai. Brahmite brahmite jadi sadhu vaidya paan. In many verses there in Sisi. Kamo krodhar dasohaya tar lathi khai. Like yesterday, I was saying. Lathi. You understand? Maya is just slapping. Slapping. Lust and anger always. Lashes in your face. And suffering, crying. After many life, we have chance to get Guru and Krishna. But now, finish. We are not serving. Brahmite jadi sadhu vaidya pai. After wandering many universes, if he is fortunate, he can found a sadhu, who is like a doctor, physician. then what is your duty? You are going to doctor, then doctor will give you some medicine and some instructions you have to follow.
तार मंत्र उपदेश पिसाची पलाय कृष्ण भक्ति पाए तब कृष्ण निकटे जाए.
कंक्लूजन कंक्लूजन भागवत धर्म यू कैन फाइंड इन सीसी एंड सीसी कंक्लूजन. इफ समथिंग इज देयर यू यू कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड फ्रॉम सीसी देन यू हैव टू गो टू भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर एंड नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर टीचिंग्स देयर सॉन्ग्स.
यस काम क्रोध दासी है या तार लाथी खाए भ्रमित भ्रमित जदि साधु बद्य पाए. तार मंत्र उपदेश से पिछा चिपला है. मंत्र और उपदेश गुरु मंत्र गुरु गिव्स दिस मंत्र हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम. मंत्र देन उपदेश इंस्ट्रक्शंस बोथ वी हैव टू फॉलो देन पिछा चिपला है. पिछा चिप कैन से इन इंग्लिश व्हिच अग्ली व्हिच यस Maya, like that. Pisaj is there in our intelligence. But what is Pisaj? You know Pisaj? Not ghost. She is fucking blood. But you cannot know. You cannot recognize where she is. You cannot recognize. When, how can you say this? Black magic person. No, how can you say? Like tantric, huh? When tantric will come. The tantric, when tantric will come to kick out this ghost. You know, this Pisachi, she just go out. She knows, oh, Tantric is coming. But once Tantric left, she can come. This is Pisachi. She's very clever. Maya is like that. When he came to Sadhu Guru's camp, she said, oh, now I am liberated. Now I'm serving Guru. I don't have any problem. I say, oh. Once you left Seva, she said, come. She's coming. And like Pisaj is sucking blood, you know, this Maya. What she is doing? What she is doing? She is just smashing, sucking, finishing all our pleasure. Everyone, you see, everyone is unhappy in this material. Everyone is unhappy. Only small kids, they are happy because they don't have lust. Only small kids, they are happy. And those are beyond this material. Jasya buddhim paramgataha. Jasya mudhotame lokaha. Jasya buddhim paramgataha. Those are very ignorant, like small child. They are happy. And those are beyond this mood of material. Sir, they are happy. And klishyanta itara janaha. Those are in between. They are suffering. We are in between now. You understand? We are not simple now. Before we are simple, once we come to Krishna consciousness, now we are very clever. Now we lose our simplicity. Finish. Now, jasyam buddhim param gataha. We have to go beyond the mood of material nature. Then there is hope. And what should be meditation? This is our meditation. Hrudaya upare dharu. Seva kari sukhi karu. Ehi mora mane sada rahe dhyan. Radharani, she is saying, this is mood of Radharani. I want always keep Krishna in my heart. And this is my meditation, how to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna. How to serve Krishna. This is your meditation. What is your meditation? Mantra meditation, huh? We are meditating on mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is good. This is good. In the beginning, you know, we are only meditating through this mantra, how to control mind. Mind is not allowing us to serve Guru and Krishna. Mind is not allowing us. Mind is not supporting us. But only mind, you can defeat your mind when you meditate on Guru Krishna's pleasure. You try. If you take some responsibilities, always meditate on that thing. No, I have to serve. I have to serve. This is my service. This is my Guru's service. This is Krishna's service. Only by this meditation, you can defeat your mind. This should be our mood. We are meditating how to control our mind, how to defeat our senses. This is my problem. This is my problem. You know, you understand? Sometimes we are chanting more rounds. For what purpose? Practically, I am saying.
most of the time we want to chant more rounds, we want to, you know, I saw in Vrindavan they are performing parikrama, they are chanting more rounds, but why? Why? For Krishna's pleasure? Huh? Pagal man hai na. How to control this weakened mind? We are using our sadhana, our energy, just to control our mind. But this is not our process. This is not our process. How to control your mind? Easiest and suitable, you can say, the best way. There are many ways how to control your mind. What is the best way? Fifth canto. This is discussion between King Rahugan and Jadbharat. Sadhu Guru Charana Upasana Hastram Jahivyalikam. This verse is there. Yes, this wicked mind. You want to conquer your wicked mind, there is no other way. And there is one song you can also find. Bhajare bhajare amar mana ati dusta, mana ati manda, bhaja braja vane radha krishna charana aravinda. My mind is very wicked. He's not allowing to chant Radha and Krishna. And how to control your mind? Meditate always on devotees and devotees' seva. In that verse you can find, in that song you can find. Just Samara, you have to meditate on Surabh Damdar, Rai Ramananda. Yes. Always meditate on devotees, devotees' service. You cannot meditate on someone. How can you meditate Guru? Like one verse is there in Puran, Mantra Moolam Guru Dhyanam. If you meditate on your Guru, that is the, you can see the origin of mantra. How can you meditate on Guru? Possible? Through Guru's service, you can meditate Guru. If Guru's service is there, then you can meditate on Guru. You can focus on Guru's instruction. When service is not there, responsibility is not there, you can't meditate on Guru. You try. Therefore, our achievement is service. We are servant, and we have to serve Krishna. He is sabhya. We are sevak and we are performing seva. And what should we mood? This is our mood. This is our meditation. Oh, I have to do this service. I have to do. You see Prabhupada? You see, in case of Prabhupada. He never said, okay, this is not practical. Now I am 70 years old. I cannot go to West. I don't have money. No, he was already meditating. This is purification of your mind. You understand? This is the best way. Just try it. How to purify your mind? How to purify your senses? How to control your mind? More you engage in Guru Krishna service. This is the best way. By engaging yourself in Guru Krishna service, you can meditate. Guru. You can realize every step. Oh, this is Guru's. This is Guru's instruction. This is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. You see, Bhagavat's purport, therefore all acharyas, they give commentaries. Commentaries. Commentaries means, how can you say? The real mood. We are saying in English, purport. 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 Verse is small verse, but it's purport. Purport means acharya's mood is there. Acharya's mood is there. Our mood should be to serve Krishna. To serve Guru and Krishna. Then your life is secure, safe, protective. Otherwise, maybe we are in Bhakti Yoga, but some problem is there. Some problem is there. No natural, you know, how can I say, feelings, enthusiastic mood, energetic life. Cannot. You see karmi people, they are sleeping less than us. Once I was traveling from Mumbai to Pune through this, how can you say, this train, They are discussing. Most of the people from Mumbai, they are going from Mumbai to Pune, or Pune to Mumbai, they are coming, sleeping less than 3 hours. Night time, they are just coming. Within the train, they are sleeping. But you see, they are working. They are not feeling tired. They are still energetic. We are sleeping 6 hours. We don't have such big burden. But they're not feeling tired. Because they're taking responsibility. This is my family. I have to do it. In any case, I have to do it. And we have to develop such a mood. Then you can start. Body is not a problem. Mind is not a problem. This body, mind is not a problem. When responsibility is there, especially service, Guru and Krishna service, this responsibility is there, then you can do everything. Because Krishna will supply energy. Guru will supply energy. Is it not practical possible? We are so many scholar devotees now. Can anyone? Let you bring all the scholar devotees in ISKCON. They can perform such service what Prabhupada had done. 70 years, new mission. 10,000 disciples, publishing book, distributing books, installing deity, controlling such a big institution and preparing a plan for 10,000 years. We are feeling tired, we are young, but in every temple, when Prabhupada arriving lecture. Immediately, arriving lecture. Chanting, dancing. This energy comes from Guru and Krishna. Our meditation is like that. This is our meditation. You have to meditate. What is my service? What is my Guru's instruction? Yes. Like Dwarkavasis. Why they are decorating so with so many paraphernalia? They are always meditating on Krishna. When Krishna will come? When Krishna? This is our meditation. And next verse.
मोर सुख सेवने कृष्ण सुख संगमे अतएव देह देऊ दान कृष्ण मोरे कांता करी कहे मोरे प्राणेश्वरी मोर हय दासी अभिमान.
दिस इज राधारानी स्मूथ. Everyone appreciating. Even Krishna is saying, Krishna is saying, you are my life. Krishna used to say, Radha, you are my life. But Radha is saying, no. My mood, I am mad servant. I am mad servant of Krishna. My position is always at Krishna's lotus feet. You see, here is the indication. Krishna sukha sevane, Krishna sukha sangame. Krishna wants Radharani's union. But what Radharani want? Radha never wants Krishna's union. This is secret. Krishna wants Radharani's union. Radha wants seva. Because Krishna wants union means if I will unite with Krishna, then I can serve Krishna. This is a secret of service. I want to please Krishna. But Krishna wants Radharani's union. Let Radharani should come. But Radharani's mood, more sukha sevane. This is my happiness. When there is chance to serve Krishna. Anytime you have chance to serve Krishna, serve Guru means just engage. Yes. And we are praying, seva, adhikara. We are praying, give me seva. We are not saying, give me seva. Seva, adhikar. Adhikar means, give me right. Give me right. You understand? We are praying. Seva adhikar diye, karani chadas. Krishna sukha sevane. More sukha sevane. Krishna sukha sangame. Krishna want my union. But I want Krishna's service. Atayeva deha karun dan. Therefore, this is my time. I am giving this body to Krishna. Krishna, take this body. This is for your pleasure. But Krishna always saying, you are my everything. You are my life and soul. Krishna more kanta kari. Kahe more praneshwari. Krishna is always saying, Radhe, you are my praneshwari. You are the lord of my life. But I never feel like that. I always feel more hai dasi abhiman. I am mad servant. We want Krishna's service. Krishna wants our service? No? Krishna wants our service. This proof is there in CC. I will give just, because nowadays it's time already. 5 minutes already. yeah. Krishna wants our service. He was waiting. This Srinath ji. Here, Srinath. The original Srinath. Where is now? Nadwar. Before he was in Vrindavan. He was within the earth, huh? Yes. Within a kunja. It's covered with full of the smarts, everything. Vajranath, this Srinath was installed by Vajranath. But he was waiting. And when Madhavendrapuri came, he personally saying, Srinath personally saying to Madhavendrapuri, you know, I am waiting for you. He's omniscient, omnipotent. He can do everything. Krishna never depend on anyone. We are thinking, I am worshipping. Oh, if you will not worship, demigod will come. No, in Iskand temple, all the brahmacharis, all the devotees said, no, from today, we will not worship Gopinath. You don't think Gopinath will fast? No. He is giving you chance to serve. Just go out. Let's see who is coming. Let's go out. Don't think we are serving. No, he is giving chance to serve. We are not worshipping. He is giving chance to us. You know? Yes. Dog is always a dog. Dog cannot protect a master. Looks like dog is protecting a master. Huh? No, don't feed a dog. How many days you will wait? You'll go outside. Master is also protecting a dog. He's thinking about dog. Therefore, dog is protected. We are protected. Krishna is thinking about us. We are dog, he's God. Yes. We should not feel proud. Oh, I am just maintaining. No, Krishna is only maintainer. Krishna is protector. Bahudina tomar patha karini rikyan. This is Sisi. Sisi? My Madhyam Lila, 4:39. You can see these verses. Srinath came. How Krishna want our service? He is waiting. Krishna want also. Like we want Krishna service, Krishna want also our service. Therefore, we have to purify our consciousness, our desires. Pure desires. Krishna, I want to serve. Then Krishna will invite us. Come and serve.
Bahudine tumar patha kari nirikhyan kabe asi madhavamai karive sevan.
From last many years I am waiting. When Madhav will come? Means Madhavendrapuri. When you come, when you serve me. I'm just waiting.
Tomar prema vasakari sevangikar darshan diya nistariva sakala sansar.
I want to deliver the whole world just by seeing my beautiful form. But by subdue under your prayer. I want to stay under your love. I want to show these things. So therefore I am waiting when my devotee come. You should conquer me. I want to stay under your love. I am waiting. This is practical. Krishna wants your devotee service.
Krishna wants to engage us. Krishna knows there is no other way. Unless I just allow my devotee to serve. Where you will go? I will kick everywhere. You know, if master will not keep dog, then dog becomes street dog. Street dog means tennis. Tennis. Anytime you will die and the first thing is there, you have no master. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, you can see the street dogs always looks at everyone. You know, he saw anyone, he looks. Means he was searching a master. Maybe this person, if this person like me, then I want to stay. A street dog, he's always looking towards you. Means whether you are laughing, whether you are liking him. If he wants like, then he will follow you. He's searching. He's not happy. Don't be a street dog. Better pet dog. Pet dog means this service. This should be our mood. We don't have separate pleasure. We want to please Guru and Krishna. This is our meditation. And this meditation will purify our consciousness, our mind, our intelligence.
And by this meditation, we can get pleasure. Real pleasure. Therefore, Dwarkavasis, you can see any devotees. Why this hankering is there? To please Krishna. Because they are always meditating on Krishna. When you not meditate on Guru Krishna's pleasure, you will meditate on your own pleasure. And when you are meditating on your own pleasure, means only inviting problems to your life. But finish. Yes, now this is time. Hare Krishna. If you have some question, maybe. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So Maharaj, you mentioned in your talk that we have to give everything for Krishna.
Yes.
So my question is that, especially in the Grahastha Ashram, let's say that both the partners are not at the same level of consciousness or of advancement, then how do we go forward with this mood in mind that we have to give everything for Krishna?
Well, we have to pray to Krishna. Even she is not supporting. You see, this was tradition. Partner always, like Kalya's wife, Jagyapatni's wife. Kalya is a different mood, Jagyapatni's. Kalya's wives, Nagapatni's, they are different. Jagyapatni's, they are different. Husbands are different. Their karmakandis, they are devotees. We cannot please anyone in this material world. But we have to know some trick in Grahastha life. You know what is that trick? Most of the time disagreement happening, they are saying, oh, you are not giving time, you are not sparing your time, always going to ashram. No, you have to go to market, but you have to come to ashram, but you have to say, I am going to market. You have to become tricky. Yes, we are so full, we are speaking everything. We have to understand their standard. You are giving donation to temple, oh, I am giving 10,000 rupees. Why you are speaking to her? She'll become disturbed. No. I'm not giving you anything. You have to cheat. If partner is not supporting, this is Shastra also saying. Sri Sunarma Vibhayesu Vrityarthe Prana Sankate. In where you have to speak lie. This is Bhagavatam saying. Sukracharya. If she is not supporting, then why I will support? She is wife in this life. But Krishna, this is my husband for life after life. For one wife, I will lose my life. For one wife, I will lose my life. No, I cannot compromise. Okay, I will not give up you. I will not divorce you. But if you will not cooperate to me, I will not cooperate to you. I will cheat you. But I will cheat you such a way, you can't recognize me who I am. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said to Raghunath Goswami, Ante nista bahya kara loka vyavahar. Achirate Krishna to my karive uthar. Always cheat her. Oh, you are very good. I am giving everything to you. But my mind is not with you. Don't say these things. My mind is with Guru and Krishna. You have to speak lie. But we don't have to care so much. In practical way. She may create some problems. But you can conquer all the problems by Guru Krishna's blessing if you have pure mood. To whom we can please in this world? Today wife is not cooperating. Against one will not cooperate. Daughter will not cooperate. We don't want to lose this life. This is a valuable life. Nothing, you know, I used to say this example. You know, in the bicycle, Jai Gopinath, you know, in the bicycle, before we have, in villages we have bicycles, especially in summer, when we are riding bicycles, always leak, you know, brush is there. The tubes, sometimes brush. It's called puncture, huh? You just patch up it. Because we are poor man, we cannot always change the new tubes. Just patch up it. Then after 2-3 days, again leak. Then again patch up it. Family life is like that. Don't be serious. One Western devotee here called me. She called me. And she said, Maharaj, this is happening. I said, please, don't be serious in family life. Because every day problem will come. If you become serious, then you become crazy. Serious in Krishna consciousness. And family life, this will come. Just, you know, like Gandhi, he had three monkeys. Huh? I used to say the grass study, but you have to learn from Gandhi, these monkeys. What is happening in the house, just close your eye. And what is happening in your family, if they are not cooperating, just close your ear. And what they are saying, yes, don't say anything. Then you can conquer. If they are not cooperating, in heart we don't want to cooperate. In body we want to cooperate. You want some food, prasadam? Okay, just take it. But if you don't want to cooperate with my Guru Krishna service, in heart I don't want to cooperate with you. Because my life is valuable. This life, you are my wife. But for future, I will be always with Krishna. For Krishna, I don't want to lose you. We are ready to take any set of challenges for Guru Krishna's pleasure. But our mood should be pure. It should not be based on sentiment. Yes, we cannot compromise with anyone. But, you know, I used to say these things. We will not compromise, but we will cooperate. We will not compromise, but we will cooperate with you. We want some cooperation from you also, but we will not compromise with bhakti, but we will cooperate with you. But if you become obstacle in my bhajan, then I am ready. From my heart, I will give up you. Socially, you may be with me. Yes. But we have to cheat. We have to cheat her. Yes. Yes. We should not become very serious for that thing. Because at any cost we cannot give up Guru Krishna's service and our bhajan. It's very valuable life. Guru Krishna nahi mile bhajaye hi aaye. Every life we have father and mother, but every life we don't have Guru and Krishna. This is chance. Okay. Oh, Prabhuji have question. Okay. Last minute of time.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, we are very fortunate to have you here and give us such talks of wisdom, realized practical knowledge, and just one small request. Could you speak something about His Holiness Gaur-Govind Maharaj? Very, very interesting.
Yes, see, connected to his question. When Gurudev was preparing, he had 7 kids, you know, and when he just gave up his job, teacher job, everyone is requesting, even his younger brother, elder brother is requesting, please, you just give one sign so that your sons and daughters' wives, they can get some pension. He said, no. I don't want. I will not give my pension to this, my family members. Krishna will maintain them. And the small kids, no one was there. We give up house. And you know, Gurudev's wife at that approaching. Oh, this is your sons, your daughters. You brought them to this material world. Now you want to become sannyasi. Who will maintain? You know what Gurudev said? Don't worry. I am taking sannyas for Krishna, not for myself. And Krishna will maintain you. If Krishna will not maintain, I will set Krishna's throne. He said like that. I will set Krishna's throne. Because Gopal ordered me to take sannyas. And you know what happened? He was very strong with all these things, like your point. Actually, by Krishna's blessing, by Gopal's blessing, everyone shut up. Once he had Gurudev's elder son, he came. Still, you know, even you are not withdrawing your pensions, but pension is there according to government system. Anytime you can apply, you can get your pension. Then he said, Father, once you can, you cannot approach Gurudev. You cannot say, he's my son. No. He never used to talk. But one devotee, the question, Gurudev, someone is coming. He never said, your son is coming. If he said, your son is coming, close this door. I don't have any business. Anyhow, Gurudev came out and he said, why you come? And he said, no, I can just give one sign so that we can draw this Lakshmi money. He said, no, I cannot write my name as Brajabandhu Manik. His before name was Brajabandhu Manik. I am not Gaur Govinda Swami. Brajabandhu Manik already dead. He already died. He's not no more. I am Brajabandhu Manik. But his son is very clever. Devotee son. He's devotee also. Now he's devotee. Then he said, okay. If you are hesitant to write Brajabandhu Manik, But when you are going to Western world, in your visa, Brajbandhu Manik's name is there. In your passport, Brajbandhu Manik's name is there. Because you are searching how to defeat Gurudev. When you are applying visa in your passport, your Karmi name is there. But now you are not ready to write Karmi name. He said, you see, I am writing my Karmi name for my Guru service. But for my family service, for Maya service, he never said family. For Maya service, I cannot write this thing. He said, you got. Very strict. When at that time when Gurudev was there, you know, he never allowing. Now everywhere you see in Brahmacharis, we have big mirrors. In bathroom, everywhere. No. Mirrors, you know, when you are performing some jagya, in market you can find small mirrors, like 3-inch mirrors. Gurudev will give you small mirror. You are Brahmachari. You cannot see your whole body. You want to see your only tilak, you know. You want to put tilak. Only you take a small mirror, you see your forehead. Not that whole face. He will not allow you. Oh, very strict. You cannot find. And if anyone just moving, like nowadays, you finish your seva, you can move anywhere. If Gurudev saw anyone is just moving here, he immediately calling the temple commander. Hey, why this boy is moving here and there? Yeah, he don't have service? He don't have service? Just engage in labor works. You know, so many laborers are now working, working in our... At that time, Gurudev said, no, engage them in labor works. They have to serve. He trained us only two things. He trained us. Always you ask any question, he hesitated to give answer. He said, you are Indians. Why you are asking so many questions? Giving answers, but always say, just do Guru Seva and chant pure name. What Guru is saying, just follow it. Then you can get all your answers. Very strict. And very determined to Prabhupada service. I can say one story, then I'll finish. You know, once, His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj, this Padayatra came. In this one bullock just give up body in Bhubaneswar. So when this bullock give up his body, then what you will do? You have to perform samadhi. At that time, no one was there. One brahmachari was there. One brahmachari was there. He said, Maharaj, we have to perform samadhi. He said, no, I have to ask to Prabhupada. I have to consult with my guru. Then, you know, at that time, no money. He was begging. He went to some public, you know, how can I say? At that time, telephone, call center, and called to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, his bullock died. What I have to do? Prabhupada said, okay, just give some charanamrita, give some garland, perform some kirtan, and just give samadhi. Then again, himself. At that time, one brahmachari and Gurudev. He's drinking. For samadhi, preparing a hole. But after 1 hour, then I can say, I forgot. To ask Prabhupada how much deep it should be. How much wide, how much I have to ask. Then see, Brahmacharya said, Maharaj, what you are saying? This is craziness. For everything I have to ask to Guru. Gurudev said, yes, he's my Guru. He said, you don't have money. He said, no, still I have to ask Guru. Then again go to call center. Again dial to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, how much feet I have to dip? I have to just drink. He said, more 2 feet. Why it should be like that? Prabhupada said, why it should be this much? Deep should be this much. Then again came. Again said to this brahmachari, we have to drink more 2 feet. He said, I cannot do. You may do. At that time, Gurudev was not guru. And he left. And Gurudev alone, he said, no, my Gurudev said this much. I have to do. My Gurudev said when he finished, I cannot change anything. You know, the only brass deity within this con you can find in Bhubaneswar. Everywhere marble or wooden deities. But Bhubaneswar is brass deities. And for this brass deities, at that time, who was the best collector for Bhubaneswar? He left Bhubaneswar. Because he fight with Gurudev. He said, no, we have to bring these deities from Jaipur. This is Rajasthan, Jaipur. Nice deity, Krishna Balaram. But Prabhupada said to Gurudev, no, Gurgobind, you have to prepare, you have to install Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra here. Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra will come. But Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nithai should be brass treaty and should made in Orissa. But who is collecting? He also Prabhupada's disciple. He said, no, this is not possible. Gurudev said, no, this is not possible for me. My Gurudev said, brass treaty means brass treaty. It should be made in Orissa. My Gurudev said means finish. I cannot add something, I cannot subtract something. Very strict to Guru. No, from childhood, you have relationship with Gopal. If you have any chance, anytime you come, I can arrange, you can go to Gopal. He was playing with Gopal. But still, when he met Prabhupada, he said, no, he is my Guru. And what Prabhupada said, nowadays, this so-called devotees are coming. They are criticizing Prabhupada. They think ISKCON is nothing. This is ABCD. We want higher teaching. We want to stay in Vrindavan. But from childhood, he have relationship with Gopal. But once he saw Prabhupada, finish. What Prabhupada gives order? My Guru. And always trained us, no, Prabhupada is Krishna's own man. He said like that, Mahaprabhu's own man. And in that vision, we have to stay in ISKCON. We are staying for Prabhupada. He's Krishna's own man. And he is very focused on his Guru Seva. Unless he translates, you will not eat anything. Yes. Unless translates finish. If preaching program is there up to 2:30. I was new devotee. I was cleaning pots. None of Matajis can clean touch Gurudev's dress or pots. No. Utensils, no one can touch. At that time, I am new devotee. If chanting is not finishing, translation is not finishing, Gurudev have to wait up to 2:30. No, this is Guru Seva. I cannot stop it. No excuse. Heavy teachings. We don't have power to see, talk with Guru. Like nowadays, I want to associate with Guru. At that time, no. What Gurudev said in class, we are just hearing and practice. Must finish. We are very fearful. Very fearful. And because he is giving instruction, thus we have to follow. Then, always reserve. Guru Seva. Finishing class, just morning he will take one glass water, finish. And he will, you know, he is rowing like a lion. Uriya class, English class, will be finished nearly 12 or 12:30, 4-hour class. And then after 1:10 prasadam, 3 spoon rice, 1 spoon cheese, and finish. 15 minutes or 20 minutes rest, then wake up, then translation. Even with servant, he is not talking anything. Only Guru Seva and Krishna. Yes, this is. We are leading our life only by, like we were Prabhupada disciples. They saw Prabhupada. Who was Prabhupada? I was always observing Krishna consciousness. Just by seeing his Guru, meditating on his Guru, they are, you know, leading such a big worldwide mission. And we have to abide this mood. Seeing our Guru's dedication, their mood, we have to lead our life. Yeah. So thank you. Many leelas. He was very strict. And by his blessing, I am just doing something. And we are trying. So all of you should try. All of you are fortunate. At least now Maharaj is there. His Holiness Radhanatha Goswami Maharaj is there. All Prabhupada disciples are there. Luknath Goswami Maharaj is there. His Holiness Japata Goswami Maharaj is there. Gopal Krishna Swami Maharaj is there. You see, Prabhupada disciples are there. We have to now abide their moods. Association means abide their moods. Association Rajana means you will sit, take some photos, then Gurudev said some things, then finish. Then again complain, Gurudev, you said this thing, this is not happening. No, this is not association. Association means abide the mood. Oh, Gurudev want these things. Then I have to do these things. You see how they are Prabhupada disciples there. Now body is not permitting. We are young. After traveling, we are feeling tired. But they are traveling, preaching. Because they are meditating always Guru's lotus feet. Now this should be our job. We are fortunate. Now we have to abide this mood, this spirit to serve Guru and Krishna. Then we can get clear pleasure. Protective life. Yes. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath Gaur Nityanand Prabhu ki jai. Sambit Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.